City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 8, Democratic Primary. Raylina Cardona, Sean Gardner, Gwen Goodwin, Tamika Humphreys, Melissa Mark Viverito, Edward Santos.
Raylina Cardona, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Entrepreneur, transformative behavior, and community development.
Previous occupations.
Singer, producer.
Education.
Fieldston High School, Boston University School of Fine Arts, Berklee College of Music, Weatherhead School of Management at Case Western Reserve University, CUNY School of Professional Studies.
Organizational affiliations.
New York State Director, League of United Latin American Citizens. Chairperson, Neighborhood Association for Intercultural Affairs. Treasurer, East Harlem Business Capital Corp. Trustee, Boracua College. Member, New York Yankee Council. Member, Board of Advisors, American Cancer Society, Bronx Region.
Prior public experience.
Judicial delegate.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 8 you would address if elected?
District 8 has one of the highest saturations of public and subsidized housing in the country. Housing not only provides necessary shelter, it should build economic and demographic growth to make our district a vibrant community.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Local economy. I will develop a strategy focused on helping our local entrepreneurs become more successful to bring more wealth into the community. Youth. Our youth are not bad. They are bored. If we don't keep them busy, others will. Education. Create strategic partnerships to build curriculums that stimulate and encourage learning. Health. Address the epidemic of diseases by preventative medical options and interventions. Elderly. They took care of us. We must take care of them.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I was born and raised in the district. I chose to stay. I own a home on the block where I grew up. I lived through the South Bronx fires and helped rebuild the district. My service and love of my community, training, and global initiatives have prepared me for this position.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Sean Gardner, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Senior pastor, Marine, Colonel.
Previous occupations.
NYPD detective, NYTPD police office, Metropolitan Police Department, Washington, D.C. police officer.
Education.
Richmond, VA, Seminary Doctoral Degree in Ministry, Lynchburg, VA, Seminary Doctoral Degree in Divinity, Christian Bible Institute and Seminary Master of Divinity, Carolina University, BA, Biblical Studies and Christian Counseling.
Organizational affiliations.
NAACP, 100 Black Men in Law Enforcement, NOBLE, 369th Veteran Association, UMBA, National Baptist Convention, NYS Missionary Baptist Convention, American Baptist Churches, USA.
Prior public experience.
Police officer and pastor.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 8 you would address if elected?
Job creation. Living wages, equal access to quality education.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Reduce crime. Creating a safe havens for seniors and the youth. Green initiatives.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am the people's candidate, who is not a politician but running in this race so that I can be a voice for the people of City Council District 8. My ultimate goal is to bring this community together by erecting bridges between the community and public service agencies. I will be the catalyst for empowering the people of this jurisdiction into being a part of the solutions needed for today and future generations. After 20 years of civil service, I am prepared to serve the constituents of City Council District 8. It's my relationships with people of all racial ethnicity and racial backgrounds that will enable me to be a representative of each constituent. We vote, we count, we win. Sean Gardner for City Council District 8.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Gwen Goodwin, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Organizer, activist.
Previous occupation.
Makeup artist.
Education.
College grad.
Organizational affiliations.
Award from Historic District Council for work to save PS 109. Award from Uniform Firefighters for a Breath of Fresh Air campaign. Lead plaintiff with West Harlem Environmental Action and Puerto Rican Legal Defense Fund opposing MTA environmental racism. Coordinated with Met Council on Housing for free bus rides to East Harlem to Albany to lobby to protect rent stabilization. Co-plaintiff with Business and Residents Alliance opposed to East River Plaza eminent domain abuse. Worked with Coalition to Save Harlem to fight gentrification in 125 Street river-to-river rezoning. I was a steady presence at Occupy Wall Street.
Prior public experience.
Spearheading the Coalition to Save PS 109, stopping its demolition, replacing its roof at $5 million, landmarking it, and fighting for 12 years to restore it as a public school. Created a Breath of Fresh Air campaign, sending 400 firefighters for mini vacations in Cape May after 9/11. Initiated East Harlem bus stop challenging the reopening of the 100th Street bus depot.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 8 you would address if elected?
End NYCHA infill plan to lease public housing land to developers for luxury housing. Save public housing.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Amending the Tenant Protection Act to really protect tenants. End public school closures and privatization. Repeal 125 Street rezoning. List all discretionary funding on nyc.gov. No domestic drones in NYC. $12 minimum wage. Label genetically modified food. Work to end human trafficking. Discontinue Ritalin and other behavior modification drugs in public schools. Expand phys ed and after-school activities. Build more rent-stabilized and low- and middle-income housing. Support immigrant rights. Enforce constitutional limits on stop and frisk. Inspector General on police abuse.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am a resident of East Harlem for 28 years and the only candidate that took action to defend the community against school destruction, pollution, and displacement. I have done all my activism without pay. East Harlem and NYC are at a crossroads. I have a consistent record or true community preservation. I have not sold out to the big money 1% who put profits before the people, the 99%.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Tamika Humphreys, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
President of East Harlem Insurance Brokerage and East Harlem Tax Service.
Previous occupations.
Party light consultant.
Education.
BS, paralegal studies. AS, medical billing.
Organizational affiliations.
IIABNY, Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. NATP, QuickBook Pro Advisor.
Prior public experience.
This is my first time running for office, but here's my public experience. I've been a Girl Scout volunteer for over 10 years, an ambassador for Manhattan Chamber of Commerce.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 8 you would address if elected?
No child should be denied the opportunity to learn and succeed academically. As a city councilwoman, I will work with the Department of Education to make sure that our teachers have all the resources they need to teach our children. Everyone deserves clean streets and a safe living environment. As a city councilwoman, I will work with local businesses and residents to beautify our neighborhood and improve sanitation for cleaner and safer streets. I will work with various organizations to reduce the number of gun violence in our neighborhood in a creative and effective way.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Small businesses are the foundation of our community. As a city councilwoman and small business owner, I will work on behalf of our businesses to help small business owners flourish.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
What makes me the best candidate for District 8 is my drive, passion that I have for my district. I believe each member of my district plays an active part on making our district the best district it can be. When I reach out to my district, I can see that we want the same thing: reduce gun violence, safe streets, steady employment. Small businesses need help. I want to see my district back like it was previously, where everyone helped each other and our community was better. This is why I am running.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Melissa Mark Viverito.
Party enrolled in?
Democratic.
Current occupation?
New York City Councilwoman, 8th Council District.
Previous occupations?
Strategic organizer for 1199 SEIU United Healthcare Workers East, Director of the Hispanic Education and Legal Fund, HELP, Deputy Director of ASPIRA of New York.
Education?
Columbia University, BA, Baruch College, MPA, National Urban Fellow.
Organizational affiliations?
NY City Council Progressive Caucus, co-founder and co-chair, New York City Council Parks Committee Chair, Women of El Barrio, founding member, Community Board 11, past member, Community Board 2, past member.
Prior public experience?
Elected to the New York City Council in 2005 and 2009.
What is the most important issue in Council District 8 you would address if elected?
I currently represent the most affordable and rent-stabilized housing units of any member of the City Council. Though there are many issues and policy items that are important to me, I am running for re-election in order to continue my work as the voice to protect affordable housing.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I have fought hard to ensure our students have the best facilities available to get a great education and have been successful in keeping closing schools open, directing over $5 million to district schools and securing science labs, playgrounds, and technology upgrades for 40 of our schools. But there's still more to do. I am running for re-election so I can continue to go to the mats for the young people in my district.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
From affordable housing to paid sick leave to good schools and open government, there is no one on this race with the experience and progressive track record to represent the Bronx and Manhattan communities in my district.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Edward Santos.
Party enrolled in?
Democratic.
Current occupation?
Consultant in the Office of Achievement Resources at the Department of Education.
Previous occupations?
Math for America, Program Associate, New York Region. Math teacher, Central Park East High School.
Education?
Bachelor's of Science in Statistics, University of Michigan. Master's of Science in Secondary Mathematics, Pace University.
Organizational affiliations?
Board of Directors, Union Settlement Association.
Prior public experience?
Treasurer of Manhattan Community Board 11 and Chair of Licenses and Permits Committee.
What is the most important issue in Council District 8 you would address if elected?
As a former public school teacher in East Harlem, I believe the most important issue facing New York City is education. Underperforming schools are the biggest obstacle to long-term prosperity in New York City. They hurt families and fail to create jobs. Broadly speaking, I think the most important reform necessary to improving the educational landscape in New York City is providing universal pre-kindergarten to all four-year-olds so that our young people can get into the habit of learning early.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
If elected, I would work to address economic development, housing, and public safety, all critical issues throughout New York City and in District 8 neighborhoods in Mott Haven and East Harlem. I understand how important small businesses are to the community. As councilmen, I'll work to end burdensome mandates and fines on businesses so that they aren't used as an ATM for the city and can instead grow and prosper. The more good-paying jobs there are, the more people there will be at work instead of on the streets, which will create a community where it is more affordable and safer to live.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I believe I'm the best candidate for City Council in District 8 because I am an educator. Just 3 out of 51 council members have experience working in New York City public schools. As a former public school teacher, I would bring a needed perspective to the discussion on the future of education in New York City.
participating in the campaign finance program.